Streams in East Maui from Nahiku to Wailua, Ke'anae to Honopou are flowing once again. Last week, the State Commission on Water Resource Management ordered the end to water diversions from the East Maui watershed by Alexandra and Baldwin's subsidiary, East Maui Irrigation Company.
The return of those, you know, natural flowing streams after having been diverted for over 100 years is an unprecedented ruling.
Summer Silva is an attorney with the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, or NHLC.
Back in 2001, the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, on behalf of our clients, Namokua Puni Oko'olauhui, Lurlin Scott, and Sanford Kikahuna, filed petitions to establish minimum stream flow standards for, at the time, 27 streams.
And that's important to keep in mind because there were no minimum stream flows.
Camille Kalama is another attorney with NHLC.
In other words, the amount of water that has to remain in the stream to protect all the public trust purposes, including growing kalo, supporting native stream life for gathering purposes, you know, recreation, before allowing any of that water to be diverted for commercial, especially use.
Water in Hawaii is a public trust resource, protected under the state constitution and water code. But for at least 150 years, water was largely managed as a private commodity, mostly by plantations disrupting the free flow of streams from the mountains to the sea. As plantation agriculture phased out, communities went to battle for stream restoration.
Well, I think if you look historically at all the water struggles, they have been lengthy. This is maybe the longest and the biggest. You know, this involves a diversion of over 160 million gallons a day on average.
That's the equivalent of nearly 250 Olympic-sized swimming pools. The commission in its 300-page decision restored stream flow to 25 of the 27 streams.
It's precedent-setting as well for the kind of balance I think it was able or strives to achieve anyway.
In this case, the commission allowed water to be hauled off-stream to provide drinking water to Kula residents and irrigation water for the development of diversified agriculture in central Maui. Alexander and Baldwin spokesman Darren Pai says they are still reviewing the lengthy decision and its impact on the company's long-held goal of putting former Maui plantation land into sustainable diversified agriculture. Nonetheless, Kalama says the communities in East Maui are already getting to work.
They're not waiting, and they haven't been.
These streams have historically supported significant taro cultivation.
They're bringing the new generations back in. And they're opening lo'i, they're farming as we speak, and now they're starting to be able to harvest some of the first crops from the kalo that they planted.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.